This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Cooperatives Working Together is an export program that's been around for many years. And joining us with an update from the National Milk Producers Federation is Chris Galen. And Chris, the program CWT from National Milk has a lot of history with dairy producers here in the U.S., and there are some proposed changes in the works. What's the latest with CWT?
Well, the latest is that Cooperatives Working Together started its 22nd year in operation this year, Bill, and it's undergone an evolution over those past two decades, along with the rest of the dairy industry. Where we are right now is the program is currently funded through 2024, and that commitment by its member cooperatives expires at the end of this year. So we're in the process of renewing the program and, more importantly, thinking about what the program should be like, what it should do in the future. So we've had a task force answering those questions. We've had working groups under that task force really doing a deep dive into our export assistance program. I think a lot of your listeners know, Bill, that primarily what CWT has been doing for the past decade is that it pools the money coming in from its member co-ops, and then those members can submit bids on a weekly basis to receive financial assistance to help them sell dairy products out of this country. The idea being that anything that helps clear the market or gets closer to a clearer market, at least, is a positive tide that helps every dairy farmer's price. In fact, we had some research done earlier in the summer which demonstrated that just in the period of 2017 to 2023, the return on investment of CWT has delivered 15 cents per hundredweight on the national all milk price for all farmers. So that's a great good news story, and we want to keep that going after this year.
There's always changes in this world, and the CWT program, I suppose, is no exception. What are some of the changes that are coming down the line for this program?
Yeah, these are proposals right now, so there's nothing set in stone, but our task force will be meeting next week to look at several ideas about how to expand the export assistance program starting in 2025. And that includes, number one, expanding the number of cheese varieties eligible for CWT's support. Right now, we've got a more limited number. We're looking to expand that. Also including fat equivalent economic support for fluid milk products and even ice cream. We also want to extend the operating program's bid flexibility so that the delivery periods, which are more limited right now, can be extended to 12 months. That would give co-ops more opportunity to capture sales further out in the future. And then we'll also provide some additional insight into our bid acceptance parameters so that the bidders know a little bit more about the whole process. And finally, we want to establish an advisory group to provide strategic direction and market development support in some key markets that would provide more opportunities for all of our member co-ops to participate in the bidding process. So these are a series of proposals that have been suggested by our working groups. They will be addressed by our CWT task force next week, and ultimately our board of directors at National Milk will have to approve this. We hope that happens this summer, because then it will give individual co-ops the opportunity to decide whether they are in the program, which we certainly hope they will be, once the new revised program commences in 2025.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
If you are a farmer or any kind of outdoor worker, this week you may be running into heat that is a lot more intense than anything you may have encountered before. And some of your best friends in that case?
Rest, water, and shade.
Especially water. Ohio State University Health and Safety Professor Dee Jepson says drink at least one cup of water every 20 minutes.
A lot of times people think, I don't want to drink that much. I'll be sick. If you're really out working in this heat, every 20 minutes, drink a cup of water. You'll feel much better.
Also, wear the lightest, loosest fitting, light-colored clothes you can get away with. And finally, here's one more clothing suggestion.
Throw away that beloved ball cap.
Instead, she says, wear hats with at least a 3-inch brim all the way around them.
They block the UV exposure from your face, the top of your ears, the back of your necks. 80% of our skin cancer comes from that part of our bodies.
And wide brim hats help keep you cooler as well. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Tomorrow we'll get more summer tips on how to beat the heat with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, during our Feed Forum Friday tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.